Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On podcast, where we're focused on giving hope and strength to the entire military community. Whether you're a veteran, active duty, guard, reserve, or a family member, this podcast will share inspirational stories and resources that are useful to you. I'm your host, Scott DeLucio, and now let's get on with the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to Drive On. I'm your host, Scott DeLucio, and today my guest is Sean Patel. Sean is a college and test prep expert who appeared on Shark Tank and is the author of the number one bestseller, Prep Expert Digital SAT Playbook. He transformed his life by achieving a perfect SAT score and now helps students improve their test scores and win scholarships. And today we'll discuss the college admissions process, test requirements, and how military personnel and veterans can leverage their education benefits. So before we get into that, Sean, welcome to the show. I'm really glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me on, Scott. Yeah, excited to be here and share any insights I can with the audience.
Absolutely. Thank you. So can we maybe just start, share a little bit about your journey from growing up in a budget motel to going and achieving a perfect SAT score, which is pretty impressive. I know when I took the SATs twice, did not achieve a perfect score. So I'm definitely impressed by that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to dive into my background because it's a little bit non-traditional.
Sure.
In that, my parents immigrated to the United States in the 1980s with very little money. I think they had like $70 in their pockets. And they worked odd jobs from minimum wage, call centers to Burger King. Eventually, they saved up enough money to buy a little rundown motel in a bad part of Las Vegas, far from the glamour of the strip. And that's actually where I grew up. So spent the first 16 years of my life growing up in that motel. So I went to urban public schools, not in the best area of Vegas. They actually had a 37% dropout rate. So close to 40% of all high schoolers would drop out of school. But with all that being said, I was really lucky in that I had parents who, supported me and, valued education and encouraged me to study. And so I was always a really good student. I got A's and B's in high school. But I was not a very good standardized test taker. I had a lot of test anxiety. I didn't know the first thing about test prep, college admissions, scholarships, any of that stuff. And, my parents didn't go to college in the United States. And so I was kind of left on my own. And on the very first SAT that I ever took, I also didn't score very well. I just got barely above average. And so I spent hundreds of hours in the library from there, self-studying for the SAT. Eventually, I was able to raise my score 640 points to a perfect score. And that perfect SAT score completely changed my life because, as you mentioned, only 0.02% of all students get a perfect score. So it opened up a lot of opportunities for me in terms of going to getting admission into top colleges, getting $500,000 in college scholarships, which was, life-changing because I didn't have to pay a dime for tuition, housing, books, food, or any other college-related expenses. When I got to college, I wanted to help other students improve their own test scores. And so I started Prep Expert. And in the very first six-week SAT course that I ever taught, my students had an average score improvement of 376 points, which is equivalent to taking a student from the 50th percentile and putting them in the 90th percentile, completely changing their college and scholarship opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm really proud that over the past 13 years at Prep Expert, we've helped over 100,000 students improve their test scores, get into top colleges, but more importantly, win over $100 million in college scholarships. And of course, you already mentioned the highlight of the company was pitching it on Shark Tank a few years ago and making a deal with Mark Cuban.
Yeah, that's awesome that you were able to, first off, get on Shark Tank. It's not every business that gets on there, but also getting the deal was pretty impressive as well. Kind of tying this back, some of the listeners might be sitting here kind of scratching their head, like, you know, okay, well, what does this have to do with, you know, the military personnel and veterans and those types of issues? Well, you know, the reason why I wanted to have you on the show is, you know, a lot of folks, they sign up for the military because that's a pathway to college. They mm-hmm. can get some college benefits through joining the military. You know, they can get a lot of that paid for. You know, a lot of those expenses are kind of covered through the military. But one thing that I think sometimes folks overlook is the fact that they probably still got to take the SATs and
yeah.
get those standardized tests, you know, out of the way. And like you mentioned earlier, depending on your score, it could impact what school you end up being able to get into, because you know, higher ranked schools are not going to look at people with really bad SAT scores. And if you're not scoring well on the SAT, that can impact your future decisions and limit the options that you have for the types of school that you want to go to. And if you know, one school has a, you know, maybe a great engineering program or a great, you know, business program or whatever it is that you are looking to get into, and you're like, I really want to get into this school, that'll really help me with, you know, future opportunities. But if you don't score well on that SAT, the standardized test beforehand, then you're kind of, you know, tying your hands behind your back almost. You're limiting your options. So, tell us a little bit about, more about Prep Expert. You talked a little bit about it, how, you know, all the impacts that people have received through going through your program, and, you know, the increased scores and all that type of stuff. What is it that you guys do that helps the individuals who are going through this to improve their scores?
Yeah, no, I'm happy to talk about that. But just real quick on your point about how this relates to military and those in and interested in the military, is we have plenty of students who, you know, go to top military naval academies. And oftentimes it's a requirement to take the SAT and or ACT and get certain scores. And it helps in admission significantly. On top of that, your SAT or ACT score, unfortunately, lives with you forever when you want to go back to school and apply for college, and determines, you know, not only where you'll be able to go if you choose to go back to higher education, but also with how much money in terms of merit-based financial aid. Sure. So if the military is, of course, not covering all of it, you can get additional financial aid through that. So, you know, it really does impact in terms of how much you can get in terms of both admission as well as financial aid, military related. So just wanted to tie that. Now to answer your question on, you know, what do we do? How do we get these students these results at Prep Expert? Well, there's a few kind of keys to our success, that why our students are so successful with our Prep Expert SAT and ACT courses. One is, I think, you know, it's based out of my own experience going from average to perfect. So all of the curriculum, all of the content, all of the strategies are very much from an average student's perspective. So it's not really from a math PhD or an English PhD, which is where most of the content and curriculum of most other companies and courses comes from. And so that makes it very, very relatable for most high school students, because I was once in their shoes. Then on top of that, you know, one of the big differentiators is all of our instructors have scored in the 99th percentile themselves and have helped thousands of students do it. And they have a lot of teaching experience. So, you know, anytime you learn from an expert, you're going to have a leg up no matter the discipline. And the SAT and the ACT are no different in terms of having an expert, you know, go through your weaknesses, figure out what, you know, really make the click for math, science, reading, English, et cetera, for you. And then the third is, you know, we basically just guarantee it. So we have a 200-point SAT score improvement guarantee, where if you don't improve your student score by 200 points over our 6-week course, you get a 100% money back guarantee, because we didn't do our promise to you. Now, that's conditional on completing the course. I mean, you got to attend class, do the homework, do the tests, et cetera. Sure. And then 4 points on the ACT score improvement guarantee. So we really have some keys that makes it all work for us and is a recipe for success, because we know when students do come to those classes over 6 weeks, they do the tests, they do the homework, they see these phenomenal results in score improvements over that time.
Yeah, and that to me is a huge deal, because a lot of times the folks they go in, you know, a lot of times right out of high school, they join the military. Maybe college was an option. Maybe they tried to take the SATs once and they're like, you know what? Maybe college just isn't going to be for me, because they didn't do great on their first go around on the SATs. And they decided to join the military. So they go through, but then, you know, as time goes on, they're like, okay, well, I want to advance my career even in the military. And they might want to go back to school. And so they look back at their old SAT score from when they were in high school, and they're like, maybe that's not the score that I want right now. I need something a little bit better. So they, they try to figure that out. But, at this point, they're kind of on their own and to try to figure that out. That's why, that's why I wanted to bring you on and talk about, Prep Expert and the different tips and tricks and strategies and things that people might be able to utilize in order to improve their score and get into a better school, maybe, or if all of their education wasn't covered for one reason or another, possibly getting additional financial benefits and things like that through scholarships and financial aid, that type of thing, like you mentioned. When I took, I don't even want to think how long ago it was when I took the SATs, it has changed. I know it has changed definitely from the, I'll just say the late 90s when I took the SATs. Tell us about what some of the differences are between, in recent years, like what can people expect when they go to take the SATs?
Yeah. So, there's been some major developments over the past year or two on the digital SAT, or the SAT, I should say, which is, everyone kind of knows the SAT is this long exam, paper-based, you fill in an answer sheet. That's what it's famous for. And it causes a lot of dread and fear in people's minds. But the SAT made some drastic changes in 2024 in that it went digital. So it's fully online exam now. Now you can't just take it online at home. It'd be nice. You could just have ChatGPT answer all your questions. but you got to take it at an approved testing center with a proctor. You can't have any applications open other than the SAT test. But what's the significance of it going online is not just that it's a digital test, because it's not just, they took the paper-based test and they put it on a computer. That's not what happened. They completely reformatted the exam to make it more student-friendly. So what does that mean? The SAT, when you and I took it, used to be close to a four-hour exam. Now it's only 2 hours and 14 minutes. So it's almost half the length. On top of that, there's no more obscure vocabulary or long reading passages that everyone hated before. They're short passages, only relevant vocabulary you would see in your college or career. On top of that, the math, everyone has a calculator in their hand now with the iPhone. There used to be no math sections on the SAT, or no calculator on the math sections on the SAT. That's gone. You have a digital calculator, as well as you can use your own calculator, just like the real world. And so, it's really a much more student-friendly test, whether, I think all the things that people used to hate about the math section and hate about the reading section and English sections, they tried to take that away and make it more relevant to real world skills and problem solving that you would need to do in a day-to-day career or in your college classes. So I love this new version of the SAT. Now, does that mean the SAT is easy? It's not easy. It's just easier, because it's now an adaptive test, which means the modules get harder or easier depending on if you do well or you do poorly. That way it gets a more accurate score with fewer questions. And there's only, and that's the beauty of it. Now there's only 98 questions total on the SAT. When you and I took it, it used to be over 200 questions. So it's literally half the length, half the test. And I think it's been a welcome change for most parents and students for this new SAT.
That's really interesting. One of the things that I hated was like, it really can't use a calculator. In the real world, if I'm sitting at my desk in a office or something, I could pull out a calculator from my drawer. Back then anyways, the math teachers were always like, well, you're not going to have a calculator in your pocket all the time.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs was like, oh yeah,
exactly.
Watch this. So we all do have calculators in our pockets now for the most part. And it does make sense. Like why make things unnecessarily harder than, you know, just because that's the way it's always been done. We do all have calculators available to us, whether we're, on our phone or if I'm at my computer. I actually have a keyboard shortcut that pops up a calculator and I can just type in, do whatever math I need to do. And it's super easy. So, we have them readily available. It really doesn't make sense not to have it. So that's kind of cool. Cool changes. I'm actually kind of curious what my score would be now if I was to take it. thinking back, it was nerve-wracking. And, sometimes the nerves get to you and, maybe you answer a question wrong because you're nervous and you're rushing maybe, maybe a simple math problem, just adding a couple numbers or dividing or something simple like that, you might screw up a decimal place in the wrong place something that you just did wrong because you're nervous. But I mean, with a calculator, those mistakes, those errors, those matters of nerves because you're taking a test, like you said, you weren't great at standardized tests back then. Let's eliminate that variable and find out what the person really knows. Do you know how to solve this problem? I think that's more important than did you get the right answer? Like what's the thought process behind it, And so, with these new tests, it seems like that's kind of what they're going after, which is great. So even for folks who maybe took it a long time ago and, they're like, that score wasn't all that great. They can retake it, right? I forget now, is there a limit to how many times you can retake it?
No, so there's no limit. I usually recommend taking it no more than three times. Usually I see the maximum score improvement after three, maybe four times. But the nice thing about that is colleges, military, naval academies, they only see your highest score. So even if you took it, 10 times, they're only going to see your highest score generally because most people accept what's called score choice, which means you just take your highest score and you submit that, which is nice. One thing I'd love to kind of touch on about SAT test prep, as well as military, or serving is, one of the things I love about the military is that it teaches you self-control and discipline. That's really, really important skill for life success is just the ability to have discipline, have self-control, to delay gratification. And I think, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize about test preparation is you actually learn a ton about self-control, discipline, delayed gratification, the ability to focus. You have to tune out TikTok and all the distractions and literally sit down and study, right? And that's really hard for most people. So I think that one of the biggest benefits that you gain, whether you go to, the military or whether you study for the SAT is just learning how to develop these skills of focus, preparation, discipline, self-control, because they don't come naturally and you have to focus. And you also just learning how to fail, right? Like I failed on my first SAT and then I had to improve. And you learn that in the military too. I'm sure on a lot of the exercises, you didn't succeed the first time, right? You got to fail and be resilient, et cetera. So, I think if you've learned those skills after, going through and serving, whether it's military, Navy, wherever, you will be very, very successful at the SAT. Now, if you don't have those skills yet, and before you go to military or whatever, you may not be so successful at SAT because you don't have those skills yet. And, or maybe test prep can teach you those skills to then be successful later, which is, I think that's really been the biggest benefit for me when I did all that studying in high school, is like, I learned all these skills to focus, self-control, delayed gratification. And that led to my success on the SAT, sure, but it also led to my success as an entrepreneur in college, and even in my career today. So, you know, I really think that it's important for people to hear, like, there's not just one way to learn these skills, there's multiple. And if you can do it in multiple, like if you do test prep and you do military, that's even better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And getting that discipline, like you were talking about, certainly that gets drilled into you in the military. And so that's from day one, you start getting that drilled into you. And so discipline, you know, the routines that you go through, you know, day to day, helps build in, you know, time and a schedule to set time aside to do your studying, do whatever that it is that you need to do. And when you took the SATs the first time and, you know, didn't quite go as well as you were hoping, right? Then you took it upon yourself to, I'm going to figure this out, and I'm going to nail this down. I'm going to study. I'm going to spend all this time in the library and do all the work that I need to do. When you do that, you probably didn't realize, or you didn't set out with the intention to gain discipline and delay gratification. Like, those were not words that were probably floating around in your head. It was probably more, I need to do better on the SAT, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to do
it.
Better on the SAT, right? So you, by just kind of a byproduct of what you were trying to achieve, you also achieved this other thing of the discipline and the delayed gratification, and just knowing that that you were working towards this other goal, it just provides you so many other benefits. And so for the folks who are listening who have a military background, you know what it's like to dig down deep and find that discipline, you know, when you would much rather be, you know, going out and playing a, you know, round of golf with your friends, or going out and doing, you know, whatever, you might know, hey, there's this other thing that's a little bit more important than that. I gotta get in there, and I gotta study, and I gotta do all the work in order to achieve this goal, right? And this is not, we're not just talking, you know, getting a good score on the SATs. This is, you know, your college classes. Once when you get into college, where we're talking about, you know, a job. If you need additional skills, you might need to go to, you know, some additional training and courses and things like that. That discipline is still required, you know. And if you're not the most disciplined, you know, maybe soldier, sailor, marine, whatever it is that you are, maybe you're lacking a little bit in that area. You know, maybe a external course like the Prep Expert that you offer, it might be the thing that helps you turn that switch on in your head and get you into that mode, right? But try something different, right? If what you've been doing all along hasn't been working, well, try something different. That's not going to hurt, right? So, So that, to me, I think is one of the benefits of having an external resource like this, that you can go and just see, you know, what kind of benefit you can get from it. How much can you improve? And like you said, if you don't improve by a certain amount, I think you said 200 points on your SATs, you know, you get your money back. So it's like, you either come out ahead because you have a better score and you get into better schools and you can get, you know, more financial benefits, or you get your money back. And so either way, to me, it seems like it's a win-win. And why wouldn't people give it a shot, right?
Yeah. And, you know, to your point, I think that's one of my favorite parts about Prep Expert is, you know, you would be surprised about how many reviews we get from students that don't even talk about the SAT. They talk about how this course taught them about life. It taught them about discipline. You know, one of the strategies in the course is literally turn off the technology. You know, I mean, how explicit is that for our teenagers to hear, to get off social media, to get off YouTube, to get off TikTok, you know, sit and focus. And, you know, it's just such a great message. And I know it's not fully related to SAT, but I put it in the course anyway, because I think it's just so important to their life success in the future. Right. Yeah. And if they go down that path of just, you know, mindlessly going through reels all day, I don't think they're going to be positioned very well, not only for the SAT, but just in general for life. And so that's my favorite part, is just teaching the life skills. We literally have 20 life skill strategies in the course, whether it's SAT or I think it's going to help you on the SAT, but I think it's just going to help you in general about studying, productivity, yeah, college, career, et cetera. You know, you know, I think whether you use PrepX for use, a book, you self-discipline yourself, you got to learn these skills.
Exactly. Yeah. And without these skills, you're going to be doing exactly what you said. You're going to be, oh, let's sit down to study, but, oh, like, hey, check out the cool stuff on social media. There's a, you know, the funny cat videos or whatever it is that you're looking at. Right. And then you're distracted, and all of a sudden you've wasted an hour scrolling through social media and you haven't spent that time studying. And so these types of life lessons, you know, especially for the younger generation who has essentially grown up with a phone in their hands or a tablet or, you know, whatever, some sort of device in their hands, sometimes it's hard to separate the two. It almost goes hand in hand that there's going to be a teenager and there's going to be a phone with them, or there's going to be some device with them. And, yeah, and it's hard for them to turn it off because they've never really had to. So, you know, that's great that those types of skills are being taught in there. So that they can take that and hopefully apply that to not only test taking, but, you know, college, you know, their college future and even in their careers.
Yeah.
You know, you sit down in a business meeting and you're scrolling through social media, you're going to miss some stuff and your boss is going to be pretty upset. So, yeah, you know, those things, I think, you know, maybe to our generation, we kind of take that for granted, that like, we kind of know this, but maybe some of the younger folks who have grown up with a device in their hand, they may not quite get that. And that's kind of a sad thing, I think. You know, because you know, they're gonna be the ones in charge of stuff not too long. And
I mean, I think about it a lot. We're very, very lucky to have grown up with a childhood that did not have technology in our hands, right? Because I think technology, as great as it is, as amazing as it is, it can have a lot of curses. And I think if you're not careful, and if you're a young child who's very impressionable, who gets a lot of dopamine from, you know, reels and YouTube, you can kind of go down a rabbit hole. And so I'm just so happy I was able to have a childhood like you likely had a childhood that didn't have this, and you were able to go and play outside and you know, do activities that you enjoyed, that you know, you weren't constantly connected and entertained, which is perfectly okay with me now. But of course, I'm very thankful that we have the tech now. But I think now, as an adult, I got my first iPhone, I think sometime after college or during college, I'm able to much more easily manage it because I learned how to live without technology first. So it's really, really important for our kids.
I don't even think the iPhone existed when I was in college. So I definitely got mine after college. But, you know, it's, you know, an interesting just point of view that you had there. You know, we do live in different times. It's great that we have technology, because right now you and I would not be able to talk if we didn't have the technology to communicate this way. You know, we wouldn't be recording this episode. So technology is great, you know, for certain purposes, but, and even social media, I think, is great too, because you can have people all over the country, all over the world, and you can connect with each other and share stories and information and stuff like that. That, to me, I think that stuff is great. It's when you go down those rabbit holes of just mindlessly scrolling through things. If you're going on for, you know, intention, based things, I'm looking to see, you know, what is my friend who lives in, you know, wherever in London or something, you know, what's my friend up to these days? Cause I haven't really caught up with them lately. Let me go online and take a look and see what they're up to. Oh, cool. Caught up with their life. Let's move on. You know, that type of thing.
So and there's nothing wrong with taking breaks and, you know, having some leisure time. It's just limiting it, right? So again, one of the strategies we teach in our course is to study for 50 minutes, or in this case, for many people listening, work for 50 minutes and then take a 10-minute break. And I'm like, okay, in that 10-minute break, you can go crazy with Reels or YouTube, whatever you want to do. But then after that 10 minutes, get back to your 50 minutes of work, you know, because what ends up happening is, like you said, people start mindlessly scrolling, and then it's like, okay, well, where did my 3 hours just go? You know, it could really be counterproductive. Sure. So, you know, I totally get it. If you've been working hard, studying hard for 25 or 50 minutes, take that 5-10 minute break. Totally makes sense. We call it the Pomodoro. I mean, I didn't invent it. It's called the Pomodoro technique. But again, it's just another great example of like a life skill that we teach at Prep Expert.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been great. You know, learning kind of about the Prep Expert and the benefits that people can get from it, and you know, getting into the school that they really want to, as opposed to just settling for what they're able to get based on, you know, a score that maybe they didn't get their best effort into. You know, and so I think all of this is really incredible. I do encourage folks who are, you know, looking to go into school, either going back to school or, you know, going to school for the first time, get some help. I know there was a prep class that I took that my high school had, you know, it was like after school for, you know, an hour or two or something like that. And, you know, we did a little bit of prep and it helped. But you know, I think the more help you get is just gonna make things so much better for you. You want to give yourself all the opportunities, and that's why I wanted to have you on to provide one more resource to folks who may not be aware of this resource, and it may not even be on their radar because they're just thinking, oh, I'm just gonna go to school because I got the money through the military and I don't have to worry about any of this other stuff. Well, you actually might, depending on, you know, where you're going to school. I know some schools are going away from doing some of the tests, like a test optional type of thing. But some schools are still using it. And so, you know, depending on where you want to go, this might be something that you really need. And even based on what you were saying, it seems like even if you don't necessarily need it for the school that you're going to, it still provides some pretty valuable lessons. So I'd still encourage people to check it out and see what it has to offer. Tell us where people can go to find out more about Prep Expert and the stuff that you guys are offering, and where they can sign up.
Yeah, for sure. So for parents and students who are interested in improving their SAT and ACT scores, getting into their college of their dreams, really, and winning scholarships and financial aid, you can find all of our books, our courses, our curriculum at prepexpert.com. That's prepexpert.com. And you can even download some free stuff. We've got some free master classes to help with productivity, some free ebooks and things like that right on our website, prepexpert.com.
Excellent. And I will have a link to that in the show notes as well for the listeners who maybe want to check it out and find out more information and, you know, how they can sign up and get involved with Prep Expert and hopefully help improve their scores and improve their overall lives, right? I think that's kind of the goal here. And so I want to thank you again, Sean, for taking the time to come on the show and for all the work that you do, that, you know, helping folks get into school, get the financial benefits from scholarships and things along those lines, I think is super important. And it's, you know, helping to create a better future for a lot of these people. And ultimately, for all of us. You know, their futures are going to be tied into everybody's. So I do appreciate everything that you do.
Yeah, same here. Thanks for having me on, Scott. It's been a pleasure, and I hope to do it again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening to the Drive On podcast. If you want to support the show, please check out Scott's book, Surviving Sun, on Amazon. All of the sales from that book go directly back into this podcast and work to help veterans in need. You can also follow the Drive On podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and wherever you listen to podcasts.